Good evening, good evening. Hi, how are you doing? I hope you are doing great. I hope you've had an amazing week, and I hope that you're keeping up the positive vibe, just hoping for the best and nothing but the best. So welcome to yet another episode of Bleeding Steel. Oh my god, I cannot believe that we've hit episode 7 already. I mean, it's just been a few weeks, but yeah, we thank God, really thank God. I've seen the hand of God through this war, and it can only be Him, and only Him takes the glory. So today, I just want to talk about a topic that has been so dear to my heart. It's so close to home. I want to talk about suicide, and I know a lot of people do not like talking about it because probably it brings all sorts of emotions to them. Other people, it because they feel like it's just too sentimental to talk about it. But I feel like it's very important to talk about it, because the more we talk about it, you might never know, maybe somebody out there is going through a certain time. And when it comes to talking about suicide, we need to be very careful on what we say and how we say it. I don't know if it's making this, but yeah, how we say it. The tone you use when you're talking about, when you're talking to somebody who's having these suicidal ideations, you might be saying the right thing, but the tone that you use and how you put it across might actually be a trigger for that person, like, to just go ahead and commit suicide. So yeah, today we're going to talk about suicide, and I would love to start by the definition as always. Very important to know what we're talking about and what it is. So today we define what is suicide. So suicide, in plain words, simple words, it's the intention of taking of one's own life. You intend on taking your own life with the hope of dying. Oh yeah, because, I mean, yeah, because when you take a life, you almost die, right? Yeah. So intention of taking of one's own life is what is called suicide. So I love working with statistics because it just gives me a clear picture of the importance of what we're dealing with and how serious the thing that we are talking about is. So I always love to go to statistics, check out what's going on, yeah, and stuff like that. So I came across a number of statistics from 2017 where it was saying the rate for men was 3.5 times higher than it was for women. So it just gave me a wake-up call to say men out there are dying by suicide more than women are. Imagine, let's say for example, if the number of women who are dying by suicide is like 50%, or maybe let's just say 1.5 million people. So let's triple that. That is how much men are out here dying by suicide. It's a serious thing. And it is just a serious thing that is crying for the attention of people. Like, it is a serious cry for help, if you ask me. And the other statistics were saying suicide rate among middle-aged white men accounted for almost 70% of all suicides in 2017. It is just so sad that the middle-aged white men accounted for this vast number of people and all died by suicide in 2017. Also read another research that suggested that while women attempt suicide more often, men choose more lethal ways of suicide. So this is a serious thing. To start with, the numbers are devastatingly high. It is a cry for help that there is something that is going on in the hearts and minds of men that is really crying for help. Somebody should just intervene and help them out. Somebody should just grab a hand and pull them out of every ditch that is causing them to have such suicidal thoughts and suicidal ideations, whatever it may be. So now it says that women attempt suicide more often. Men choose more lethal means of suicide. So it is a thing where, like, us women would attempt suicide. Maybe it doesn't even work. Sometimes we just get dramatic about it. Maybe it could be like the society puts itself trying to curb for attention. Then you take something. You want to die. So, but men would literally just use the most lethal ways of dying, because for them it's rather I die, and they choose the means that will kill them instantly. This gave me just a memory of some time back when I was, I think about 8 or 9 years, I was home back in Luansha, Patamato to be specific. And then there's an incident, if you come from Patamato, you would agree with me. Way back, there was a man who had committed suicide using a TNT, like an explosive. He tied an explosive around his body and locked himself up in the house, and it blew up. So imagine such a lethal way of killing yourself. I think he had just reached a certain point in his life where he had just think, I just have to die. There is no other way. I just have to die. And I need to use a way where if I kill myself, I have to die. I don't need to be salvaged regardless. So it is just so sad that men are going through certain things that we do not know about, certain things that they don't actually talk about. And when they decide to end it, they don't want to end it using any other means but something that would literally just kill them there and then. So, and WHO, the World Health Organization, there's another report that I read about them. They say on suicide, they were saying suicide represents half of all male violence worldwide. Imagine. So suicide is a very serious thing. I think it's second to what we are going through right now as a world, the coronavirus, how literally put suicide second to it right now. And it just says report, the WHO reports that suicide represents half of all male violent deaths worldwide. It's a serious thing, and it's something that I feel like we need to talk about. And the other statistics were just saying men over the age of 65 years are at the greatest risk of suicide. So just check up on the senior citizens you have, grandparents, fathers, uncles who are 65 years. People are going through a lot, they've seen through a lot in life, and they probably don't get to talk about it. Just check up on them, you know, be that person that decides to be there for them even when they do not ask to be around them. But somehow, sometimes when you just have people showing that love towards you, it gets to give you a certain vibe that even whatever you are going through just begins to seem less of a burden. So yeah, so today I want us to talk about suicide. So we start with risk factors. What are the common risk factors that cause suicide? One of them is being bullied at school or at work, or people who are at the university, and cyberbullying. Being bullied on the internet, that is called cyberbullying. And being bullied at school, it's a thing. Even kids, we need to, as parents, we need to check up on our kids every time that they come back from school. Just taking interest on knowing what goes on at school. How is he or she faring with his friends? How are they taking things socially? You know, because our kids these days, even child suicide is a very common thing, because our kids are being bullied in school. They are being bullied on the internet. They have been bullied at work. So we just need to check up on our kids. Just know how the kid is doing. Ask their teachers. Be concerned about the children when they go to school and when they come back. Just find out and ask them. So being bullied at school, on the internet, at work or college, basically just any form of bullying would lead to somebody being somebody deciding to commit suicide. Also, divorce is one of the common risk factors. A relationship breakdown, somebody divorces with their wife or their husband, then they decide to end it. Then other people would just have that mental breakdown of their relationship and they decide to end it as well. Then the other thing is history of physical sexual abuse. There are people who are being abused, being molested, raped, and they can't just take it anymore, so they decide to end it. Imprisonment as well, people who are incarcerated, they just decide to end it. They can't hold it, maybe they've been sentenced to life imprisonment. Loss of a loved one through trauma or disease, mental illnesses, people going through depression, going through post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorders, all those things are risk factors for suicide. Other conditions such as cancer, you know, all those debilitating that people would think I can't endure this thing, or I can't get through it on my own, and then they just decide to end it. Some people, it's lack of social support. They are going through certain things, but they don't have somebody to support them. They don't have somebody to just hold their hand and get through that situation together. A whole lot of risk factors contribute to why people commit suicide. It is a long list of it, but I pray that maybe you can have just find some time, maybe look at it. But those that I've mentioned are but a few of the things that cause people to commit suicide. So it is, it has nothing to do with attention seeking. It has nothing to do with you are just weak, you can't handle life. To be honest, all of us, life hits, it hits us with a whole lot of pressure. It hits us with a lot of different things, but people have different ways of handling situations. So because somebody is having these suicidal ideations doesn't make them. The same situation that can make me want to commit suicide is a situation that you can think it is nothing. So we should not believe to other people's situations. They say the hurt of something can only be determined by the person who's feeling that pain or that hurt. So you can't undermine, you have no right of undermining other people's hurt and other people's pain. So yeah, that being said, so those are some of the few of the risk factors, the common risk factors that somebody, that can cause somebody to commit suicide. So what can somebody do when someone is under such risks? They are going through a divorce, a relationship breakdown, they're going through depression, you know, what can somebody do? So I believe that the best thing that somebody can do, the best thing that you can do for anyone who is going through any of these, is to create opportunities for them to talk about what they are experiencing. Talking to somebody really helps. Talking to the right person about the situation that you're going through really helps. And people, please, when somebody comes to you and they are talking about these situations, they're talking about what they are going through, sometimes all you need is just to be there and listen. So let us create opportunities for people to be comfortable to talk to us about what they are experiencing, because that helps. Talking helps somebody. You can even talk out somebody from committing suicide just by listening, or just being there, assuring them that you are there, they're not feeling alone. Sometimes you just say words like, you know what, I know what you're going through is hard, and anybody going through what you're going through could do the same, but you know, ABC, you let's try this other way. Do you consider seeing a professional for your problem? You know, such words. Try to find,
yeah, so just try to find ways in which you can help this person. And if you do not know what to say when somebody comes to you and they have such problems, please refer them to somebody who would know what to say. Refer them to a professional counselor, refer them to a spiritual leader, refer them to somebody who you know can have the best answer to what they are going through. You might not always have the answers to everything, so the best way you can help out is referring that person to another person, because you do not know, you can't know everything. Because if you decide to handle the situation and you know that you cannot, you might just end up being a trigger factor for these people, for person to just go ahead and take their own life. And sometimes, you know, I really believe that isolation is a major red flag. Like, if you see a friend who's been consistent in communication, a friend who's been, you know, up and about, active socially, and you just see them isolating themselves, you notice a friend is socially withdrawing or withdrawing from his usual activities. Maybe the person loved playing basketball and they're no longer doing it. They love drawing, they're no longer doing it. And they had previously been going through certain things, and then they just abruptly withdrew from socializing, and they just withdrew from other activities. That should be a key indicator that somebody needs your attention. You should pay attention that somebody needs help. Sometimes we have this tendency of, honestly, I think we're a generation who has made everything about us. It is all about me. So when my friend isolates, withdraws from me, or they withdraw socially, you make it about yourself, and then like they've changed. They don't want to socialize with me anymore, but in the actual sense, somebody is going through a lot and they can't talk to you about it. But the best thing is, you've seen this is a red flag. Isolation is a major red flag. check up on your people, check up on others. It is not only you who needs the attention from other people. You should also give people attention, pay attention to other people. Check up on that person, ask, what's going on? Of late, I've seen this and this in you. What's going on? Talk, communicate. Effective communication is also a very good solution in order to comfort somebody who has suicidal ideations or just to change their mind. You know, it's not always about you. Don't make everything about you. It is never about you. It is always about the person who's feeling these things. You know, so that's how one way of recognizing a suicide risk. You just see a person who's going through a lot of things. They just begin to isolate. And sometimes you won't even know that somebody is going through things. You know that thing of where people say a suicidal person would always have certain characteristics. Maybe a suicidal person would always leave a will. A suicidal person would, you know, you would know when somebody is going to commit suicide the way, by the way they speak. Sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes people are silent about their problems. You never even know that they are going through certain things that are horrific and they are just flipping their lives. So you wouldn't know. Sometimes people would just isolate. Sometimes people won't even show you any signs that they are going through things. And the next thing you know is they've committed suicide. I'll give an example of my father. My dad committed suicide. And trust me, nobody knew that this is going to happen in the next minute. This minute we're all happy, laughing and everything. And the next minute the person has committed suicide. So it is not always a thing where like you would always know that the person is going to commit suicide by the way they talk. Sometimes there won't even be any red flags. But all I'm asking is create a platform, a safe platform for people. Create an opportunity for people in your life, your loved ones, to be, you know, open to talk to somebody who's welcoming enough to be talked to. You know, be somebody who someone can confide in. Don't be judgmental. Don't make everything about you. Be your brother's keeper. Talk to people. Normalize loving on people. Normalize checking up on people. Normalize creating an environment that somebody would know that it is safe to talk about any issue with you. Don't be somebody who is a risk factor of another person's suicide. Do not do that. And one thing that I've actually come to learn about suicide is there is no easy solution for suicide prevention. There is no easy suicide prevention strategy put in place, but reducing the stigma associated with getting help can make a real difference. You know, like just reducing the stigma associated with when somebody comes to you, they've got this problem, they're having all these suicidal ideations, don't guilt trip them into actually committing the act. Do not guilt trip them into actually committing suicide. Don't make them worthless. Don't make them feel weak. Don't make them feel otherwise. Help them if you can and refer them to a professional if you can as well. So let's just change the stereotypes of thinking that people who commit suicide are weak, they can't handle life pressures as well. It has a way of just making us bow. Guys, life is that hard sometimes, and then we just have to understand that we handle things differently. And most importantly, above all things, God is always there for you guys. Whenever you are having these ideas or suicidal ideations, always know that God loves you. And the reason why you are still alive is because it is not your time to die yet. The reason why you are alive is because God has a purpose for you. Remember the words, the Bible says, God is close to the brokenhearted. He is there for you. When you feel otherwise, when you feel like you can't take it anymore, when you feel like life is hard, always know that there is a God who's looking out for you. There is a God who's got you under control. You are not going through this alone. If you need to talk to somebody, find somebody you can talk to. Go on your knees, pray, ask God. Cry if you have to in the presence of God. Tell him, Lord, this is too much. God, I cannot handle this. Just reveal your weaknesses before him and he is going to be there and he's going to help you out. And one thing that I've actually learned about suicide does not end your problem. It transfers them to the next person. That is something, I'm talking like this from a practical point of view. Suicide does not end your problems. It just transfers them from to the next person. Yes, your life has ended there. You are no longer there. But remember, the people that, your loved ones, the people in your circle, the people that hold you so dearly to their hearts, they have now inherited your problems because that trauma of you dying now has been transferred upon them. Now it is a burden to them. So suicide basically just transfers the problem to the next person. It barely ends your problems. So know that you are not in this alone. Find somebody to talk to. Always know that there is a solution to everything. God has never failed on doing anything. There is no situation impossible to him. So yes, today I just want to talk to somebody. If you are having those suicidal ideations, I'm praying for you and I pray that you get help. If you need somebody to talk to, and sometimes, you know, funny thing is, sometimes a stranger is easier to talk to. Yeah, a stranger is easier to talk to. So if you feel like you've got a problem and you can't tell any other person in your circle, find a therapist, find a counselor that you can go to, find somebody you can talk to, even if you don't know them, a counselor, a therapist that you don't know, who doesn't know you back. It helps and it is important. And if you feel like you'd want to talk to me, do not hesitate to hit me up, and you can get in touch to me on my Facebook account. You can search for me, Hope Ezra Mkwinda. On my WhatsApp, you can text me on 0966 90 63 52. You can talk to me, you can hit me up on WhatsApp, you can leave me a message, you can email me on zoemkwinda@gmail.com, and I'll be here to talk to you. We can get through this together, and God has your back. God got you. You don't have to go through this alone. Okay, yeah, I end here for today. See you next week. Hope you get to tune in, and I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your well-being. Whatever you are going through, God has you. God has your back, and remember to always call on him and get help. If you need help, get help. And okay, that's it. So thank you so much for listening on today's episode. I love you, but Jesus Christ loves you best. He died for you. Imagine, he died for you. God sent his only son to come and die for you. He loves you that much. You matter that much. So have a blessed night. I love you. God loves you best. Bye.